弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
这次来到这里，我这是最后一堂的信息，我想我先要再次谢谢弟兄们邀请我来。
We have come to the very last session of this conference. Once again, I would like to extend my thanksgiving to the brothers who have invited me over.
但是我觉得更要谢谢的就是弟兄姊妹的祷告。
But even more, I want to thank all the brothers and sisters who have been praying for us.
我特别一直觉得，在服侍主的路上，我们不是主的人是被成全的。
I especially feel that in the path of serving the Lord, all of us who serve Him are actually being equipped.
因为这些的服侍，有很多弟兄姊妹在为我们祷告。
Because throughout all these services, so many brothers and sisters have been praying for us to sustain us.
年长的，我相信他们为我祷告更多。
But I believe the elderly brethren pray for me even more.
所以你有没有注意，这次儿女弟兄讲到的时候啊，他没有引用他最喜欢的一卷书。
Have you noticed that while our brother Ernie is speaking this time, he has not once mentioned the book that he loved most?
因为他最喜欢的是《以弗所书》。
Because the book of all the Bible our brother loves most is the Epistle of Ephesians.
所以他尽量的让给我讲。
So with all possibility, he is giving the preference to me, allow me to speak.
说我实在觉得，这些年长的弟兄，我不是，我是从心里面是很感谢他们。
And I'm saying this.All these elder brothers, I just thank them so much.
我想在我们当中的年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们也应该有这种的感觉。
And I hope that all the younger brothers and sisters among us should also have the same kind of sentiment.
今天你们能够坐在这里。
That is today, you're able to sit here.
是不知道有多少年长的弟兄姊妹一直在为你们祷告。
You don't know how many elder brothers and sisters have been praying for you.
当然，我们的主，天上的大祭司也一直在为我们祷告。
Of course, our Lord, the very high priest in the heavens, have been praying for us.
所以我们能够有机会服侍主，
这
是主给我们特别的 privilege， 特别的恩典。
We are given the opportunity to serve the Lord. This is truly the Lord's grace.
我们还要继续讲一点我昨天没有讲完的。
And I would like to finish some words which I did not finish yesterday.
昨天我们读过第四章后半的一段，但是我们没有时间讲。
We read the latter part of chapter 4, but I did not have the time to go into the detail.
但我们都知道我们是一同在这里被建造。
We know we're all being built up together here.
我们要里面的人刚强起来，我们才能够进入众圣徒，进入身体的里面。
To enter into all the saints, into the body of the Christ, our inner man has to be strengthened with might.
我们讲到我们个人生命成长，不管你到什么程度，但是你真正的要进入成熟，你需要进到身体的里面。
We also mentioned our individual growth of life, no matter what state you might have reached, before it truly matures and being full grown, you have to enter into the body of Christ.
你要进入身体的侍奉里面。
Into the services of the body of Christ.
没有进入身体。
If you do not enter into the body,
你可能是黎巴嫩那个美丽的香柏木。
You might be the beautiful cedars in Lebanon.
你可能是那些宝贵的那些大石头。
Or you might be the precious stones.
但是都要按着尺寸 给凿成，或者用锯里里外外锯整齐，才能够成为在建造圣殿上使用的材料。
But each stone has to be sawed with a saw and cut to the size for you to be able to become the stones to be used to build a temple.
所以只有经过在身体建造的过程里面的对付或者一些的破碎。
Only through the breaking up and the dealing from the Lord in the whole process of building up the church.
才能够有从基督生命里面发出来那有根有基的爱。
Could you possibly issue out that love which has a root and a foundation in Jesus Christ?
而不是我们天然的那些的才华或者我们的一点的爱心。
It is not our natural talents or natural love.
我想这一点我们很清楚的摆在弟兄姊妹的眼前。
I hope I have clearly displayed all this before our brothers and sisters.
但是当以弗所书第四章进到下半段的时候，
When the Ephesians come to the last part of chapter 4,
好像前面是讲到整体的学习。
The first part speaks of the learning of the corporate body.
但是后面呢，
But what about the
end? 我们个人生活上的生命的学习。
It comes to our individual learning of our life.
因为下面就讲到你们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Here the pastor says that you should put off the old man and put on the new man.
这个一直是讲到我们这个人，每一个人本身，我们也要受对付。
It tells us that individually, each one of us has to be dealt with.
因为今天有的人就讲个人的追求，没有看到身体。
Today, many people talk about the personal pursuits, but not paying attention to the building up of the body.
但是有的人以为我看到了荣耀的教会，看到了基督的身体。
But some others say that, oh, I have seen the glorious church, the body of Christ.
我只要去聚会，只要在那里配搭，只要服侍。
So all I have to do is go to meetings and work together with other brethren.
我们有的时候忽略了个人在生命上的对付与追求。
Sometimes we simply neglect the personal learning in breaking up and in receiving the dealing.
所以以至于我们自己生活，我们的言语有的时候太随便。
Sometimes our speaking, our living is simply too casual and reckless.
因为我们看到最高的旨意了。
Since we have seen the highest purpose of God.
但是你个人的生活、追求与对付是没有办法被豁免的。
But your personal living pursued and being dealt with by God will never be waived.
所以你们从前行为，这里特别讲到行为，
Here,
行为上的救人要对付。
Here the verse specifically speaks of that your former conduct which has to be dealt with.
22节就是要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Verse 22, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust and being...
又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And being renewed in the spirit of your mind that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以这次我们儿女弟兄讲到全然成圣，我觉得这个是今天在这个时代我们更加需要的。
Brother Ernie this time mentioned the theme about being sanctified holy, and I believe this is the message we need most at this time.
我们不能够，我们知道一些属灵的知识，我们看到神远的旨意，我们去讲一讲，我们去谈一谈，我们以为我们已经进入了。
It can never be that. We say we have seen the eternal purpose of God. We have the spiritual knowledge. Then we just talk the talk, but we cannot enter into the reality. Here, the verse speaks of the behavior. So we have to truly live out the image of God. Not only do we have the life, the position, but we also have to have the reality. So in your life, you will bring out the true righteousness and holiness. Many people have said this, you being telling us about the truth so lofty and so clearly. But you cannot live all this out in reality. So what's the problem? One of our brothers, who is very young, not long after he has believed in the Lord, he has found the very issue. He believes that it's not the truth you have been talking about. Because all this doctrine, all this teaching are absolute. It is something we need to know. It is something we need to speak of. But if we are truly people who fear God, if we are people who truly love the Lord, and the book of John, chapter 14, 21, 24, they say this very clearly. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. He who loves me, my Father will love him, I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Some people say, now, you have been talking about all the teachings, but no experiences. What is that you want to experience? You want to experience the Lord. And what is the experience? Simply, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. This is experience.
主的话还怕我们听不懂, 23节 又重复说, 耶稣回答说, 人若爱我, 就必遵守我的道。
And again, it seems as though the Lord is afraid we don't get it. So the verse repeats itself again in verse 23. He who does my word, I will love him.
我父也必爱他, 并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
My Father will love him, and we will make our home with him. So today, after we have heard the word of the Lord, if we are the people who fear the Lord, who love him dearly, then we will be able to experience him. Because when you obey his word, the verse says that the Father will love him, the Father's love will fill him.
主说, 并且我们,
and the Lord says, we,
主与父,
our Lord and the Father will make their home with him.
今天我们以为我们知道了,
today we feel that we have heard, we have gained some knowledge, then we got it.
主的话叫我们去遵行。
But the Lord's word says, obey.
当我们去遵行的时候,
when we keep his word,
主说, 我的爱就充满在你们里面。
And the Lord says that the Father's love fill us.
就说我与父要到你们那里去，要与你们同住。
The Lord says that the Father and I will make home with them to dwell with them.
当有主的同在。
Brothers and sisters, when you have the Lord's presence.
弟兄姊妹，那就不光光是知识。
Then it no longer is knowledge only.
当你主说要跟你在一起。
When the Lord says He wants to be with you.
弟兄姊妹，那你所知道的这些的知识，这些的真理，就成为你的实际。
Brothers and sisters, all the knowledge and the truth you have come to know has now become your experience.
你要经历什么呢？
What is that you want to experience?
要经历主的同在。
You want to experience the Lord's presence.
你要经历父与你在一起。
You want to experience the very presence of the Father with you.
今天我们的难处是我们知道一些东西，我们知道属灵的建造。
Now today our problem is that we know something. We know of the spiritual building up.
好像只是在我们的头脑里面悬在这个半空中。
But it's only in our head. It's hanging in mid air.
但是当我们真是简单的去爱主，照着主的吩咐，我们去行，我们去爱弟兄姊妹，我们去读经，我们去祷告，我们去传福音，我们去在那里愿意被对付。
But if very simply we just obey what the Lord says, that we are willing to preach the gospel, we are willing to love the brothers and sisters, willing to be dealt with, willing to pray, willing to study His word.
我们愿意住在主里面。
And we're willing to abide in the Lord.
当主说什么，我们就真正的相信，去接受，去执，去行的时候。
Whatever the Lord says, that we will accept, that we will carry out.
你就发现基督是一切，又在一切的里面。
Then you will realize that our Lord truly is all and in all.
你所需要的都在他的里面。
Whatever you need, abide in Him.
你就可以经历，在天我还有谁呢？在地我也没有所爱慕的。
Then you will experience the very state, saying that, Lord, whom do we have on earth? Whom do we have in heaven? Whom do we have on earth that we long for?
神的应许，主的同在，就是最真实、最实际的。
The Lord's promise and His presence are the realest one thing.
我们感谢主。
So we really thank the Lord.
所以。雅各书 James 一章二十二节说只要你只是你们要行道，不单单听到自己欺哄自己。
James 1:22, do not be hearers only, but be doers of the word.
信心若没有行为是死的。
Not to deceive yourself, the faith without work is dead.
马太七章二十四节说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Matthew 7:24, he who hears the sayings of mine is like a wise man who has built his house on the rock.
主还怕我们听不懂。
And again, the Lord, it seems that the Lord is afraid we don't understand it.
听见我的话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
So he said, he who hears the sayings of mine but does not do them is just like a foolish one who built his house on the sand.
所以当我们看到神永远的旨意。
So now when we have seen the eternal purpose of God.
叫我们看到我们要进入身体。
And the Lord enables us to see that we have to enter into the body of Christ.
对我们个人有要求。
So personally, the Lord has laid out His demand for us.
当你照着主的话去行的时候。
But when you actually obey His word,
我们就在那里经历、进入、享用神给我们一切属灵的福气的实际。
Then you actually enter, you enjoy, and you receive all the reality of God's heavenly blessings. That's for our enjoyment.
四章下面又给我们指出那条路。
And here in chapter 4, also points the very path for us.
生活基本的一些怎么样活的原则。
That's a very basic principle as to our living.
我们时间不多，我就简单的点一下。
We are limited by time, but I would like to highlight few points.
我觉得四章第三十节的第一句话非常重要。
Chapter 4, verse 30, to me, is very important.
说不要叫圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
在这里一开始，第十八节那里告诉我们说，那些人呢、啊，心地昏暗，与神所赐的生命隔绝，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
In verse 18, all those who do not believe in the Lord have their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because the ignorance that's in them, because the hardness of their heart.
今天我们在神的面前，我们不是活在律法的原则底下。
Today, before God, we do not live under the law of the law.
我们今天是活在基督做生命的原则里。
Today we live in the life of Christ.
当我们每一次说我要行，我要做，什么时候我们很多时候说这是规条，这是律法。
A lot of times when we say, "Oh, this is what I want to do. This is what I have to behave. These are just the laws."
一切的行为，今天神是要我们根据基督做生命的原则。
All of our deeds should be based upon the very principle that Jesus Christ is our life.
当你心里不刚硬的时候，
When your heart is not hardened,
圣灵在你的里面，
Then the Holy Spirit indwelling you,
基督的平安在你里面做主的时候，
When the peace of Christ rules in your heart,
你里面就知道你什么时候该做，什么时候该讲，什么时候不该讲。
You will know when you should work or when you should speak or not.
甚至我讲到的时候，有的时候我发现我讲到话有的时候过了火，里面有责备，真的不够严谨。这个在主面前，圣灵在里面提醒我，我知道，所以我下次就不敢这么随便讲话。
Sometimes as I am sharing, I realize that I have gone overboard, things that I shouldn't have spoken, and I sense the rebuking from the Holy Spirit, then I know next time I will never say it again.
所以不要叫圣灵担忧，这是我们生活里面一个基本的原则。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, let it be the very basic principle of your living.
在其不要给魔鬼留地步。
And also do not leave the room for the devil.
而且那里讲的很清楚，就谎言你也不可以出来啊。
And also he says so clearly that you should not lie.
污秽的言语一句也不可以出来。
Unwholesome word should not proceed out of your mouth, not even one.
你们生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们不能够停止与主有交通。
Because we can never cease this fellowship with our Lord.
有的时候我们的确生气，生得很厉害。
Sometimes we are so angry.
但是如果你不肯受对付的话，
But if you're not willing to be dealt with,
你在气愤愤的时候，你怎么可能与主有交通呢？
In all your anger and agitation, how could you possibly fellowship with your Lord?
所以不可以长久的生气啊！你到日落，你都没有与主有交通，所以你这个气还在。你跟主一交通，就什么气都没有了。
Do not continue to in your anger, even before the sunset. But if you are able to fellowship with the Lord, you will realize that your anger simply vanish.
又讲到不可以偷窃，这个好像很基本、很低的要求。
And also it says do not steal. It seems this is such a low standard.
但是你为什么会偷窃呢？因为是你以自己作为你满足的对象，所以才有贪婪。
Why did you steal? Your covetousness is because you make yourself the very object of your satisfaction.
当我们活在基督做生命的光的底下，
When we live in the light of the principle that Christ is our life,
我们就能够照着主的话，不是因着律法，而是因着生命的提醒，基督的平安在你里面做主，你就行在光明里面，
And then,
你就可以脱去旧人，穿上新。
You'll be able to walk in the light and putting off this old man, putting on this new man, not because of the law, but simply because according to the word of God.
你就可以效法神，好像蒙慈爱神的儿女一样。
You will be imitators of God as the beloved children of God.
我想这些的话，我们大家都知道，我们都明白。
I believe we all know these words and understand them.
但是当主的话把这些生活行为上的提醒放在以弗所书第四章里面来提，我们就发现这些话，我们生活这些的基本的要求是多么重要。
But when the Lord has placed all these words reminder about our deeds and our living in chapter 4, then we know how paramount these words are.
因为这里是讲到神永远的旨意。
Because these requirements are so important because they're related to the purpose of God.
是讲到神荣耀的教会。
Regarding God's glorious church.
讲到神的心意。
Now, all this passage speaks of the heart of God.
但是真正的要显出来是从每个人生活开始。
But for all these to be revealed to man, it starts from our daily living.
我记得有一年我到洛杉矶看一位年长的弟兄。
And we have to carry out all these words. I remember one year I went to LA to visit one of the elder brothers.
这个年长的弟兄是从上海来的。
Who came from Shanghai.
他也有一些文字的服事，特别是出很多中国大陆弟兄姊妹受苦的见证。
He has a literature ministry, especially he publishes a lot of books written by brothers and sisters from China.
我去看他之前，我先去书室啊，买了一些书，遇到一个在那里的年轻的童工，然后对他印象很好，我就回去看年长的时候，我就跟他讲了一句。
And before I went to visit this elder brother, I had gone to a bookstore and I met a young man who was a co-worker of this elder brother and I spoke with him and I had such a good impression of him. So I went to see this elder brother.
我说哎呀你这个年轻的同工很好啊。
So I said, oh, your young co-worker was really wonderful.
那这个年长的弟兄也很满意。
And the elder brother also was very satisfied with him.
他告诉他，这个年轻的同工是 UPenn 毕业的，很有才华。现在在那里呢，好像有一点时间来学习服事。
He said that a young coworker of mine graduated from UPenn was very talented. Now he had some free time, so he was learning to serve.
那他怎么形容这个弟兄呢？
So how did the elder brother describe the young brother?
说这个弟兄啊，很有对付。
He said that this brother had really been dealt with.
啊，我就说，哎呀，形容一个年轻人，说他很有对付。哎呀，我们从来没有这种观念啊，这个年轻人怎么可以被对付呢？年轻人要来哄的嘛。
And I heard this, I said, wow, what a description to describe a young man to have been dealt with. When I think of the young people, we try to pamper them.
我就发现这些年长的弟兄他们的经历知道，如果一个人没有被对付，是没有办法让神使用的。
And then I know all the elder brothers have come to this a very experience that a young person who has not been dealt with can never be used by God.
我们现在要进入最后我要讲的一堂信息。
Now we're entering into the very last message.
我们读翻开以弗所书第五章。
Shall we turn on the Bible to Ephesians chapter 5?
我们就先读20-21两节。
Verses 20 and 21.
以弗所书第五章20-21节。
20-21。
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
我们再读第六章
Chapter 6.
我们读十到二十节
Verse 10 to verse 20.
我还有未了的话，末了的话，你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人。要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子出腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以面尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也要为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做个带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore.Having girded your waist in truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit.Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that the utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
当以弗所书进到最末了的一段话的时候，
When the Epistle of Ephesians enter into the very last passage,
这里特别讲到人与人当中三种的关系。
It especially mentions the interpersonal relationships among men.
但是我们都知道，重点不是讲这些，叫你怎么做这个，怎么做那个。
There are three types of them, but the main focus is not to teach you what to do in regarding this and or that.
因为主已经把他的生命放在我们里面。
Because the Lord has placed His life in us.
我们今天在新约的时代要学习的是让基督做我们的生命。
In New Testament, what we have to learn is to allow Christ to be our life.
因为哥罗西书三章第四节说，基督是我们的生命。
Because in Colossians 3:4, it says, Christ is our life.
如果他真是你的生命的话，
If he is indeed your life,
我们就知道应该向左或者向右。
Then we should know whether we should turn to the left or to turn to the right.
所以他今天要透过我们在生活里面把我们放在这些的环境底下。
So today, through our living, the Lord has placed us into different environments.
讲到三种的关系，讲到妻子与丈夫。
It speaks through three types of relationships as to wife and the husband.
讲到儿女与父母。
Regarding children and their parents.
讲到仆人与主人。
Servants and masters.
我相信这些的三种的关系就包括我们人与人当中
一切我们啊每个人都生活每天经历的。
And these three relationships encompass all the experiences we could possibly encounter in our daily living.
但是这些都是很重要。
And all these are very important.
但是你就发现，当主讲到这些你们要怎么做的时候
，But you realize that when the Lord speaks of the deeds that you ought to carry out in these three areas，
那个你的目的不是只是叫你学好怎么做妻子，怎么做丈夫，怎么做儿女，怎么做父母，怎么做仆人，怎么做主人。
His purpose is not simply to make you know how to behave as a wife, as a husband, as a child, as a parent, or as a master, employee, or employer.
这些是需要学习的。
All these we have to learn.
但是要透过这些的学习，叫我们预备好，怎么样被建造。
But through all these learnings in all these areas, the Lord is preparing us to be built up.
所以我们要看到，在你生活每一个环节，首先你要看到一件事，都是神所安排的。
So in every aspect of your circumstances, the first and foremost thing for you to do is to see how the Lord has been arranging all this.
当你认识这一切都是主的权柄。
When you understand all these are from the Lord's sovereignty, under His management,
你看到在这每一点上后面都有主的手，有主的权柄。
In every point, you understand there is a hand behind every area of these.
你只有看到那个最高的、最终的目的的时候。你才能够把你自己现在的地位的功课学到。
Only when you have seen this highest ultimate will of God, then you will be able to take your stand and offer yourself to Him.
不然你以为一切生活的东西就是让你享受生活。
Otherwise, you probably think all the things in our lives, is simply for me to enjoy.
我自己以在银行工作过14年。
I used to work in a bank for 14 years.
在大学，在研究学又念了6年。
And it took me 6 years in college and in a graduate school.
但是我后来发现这一切都不是为了叫我在银行做什么 CEO 的。
And I realized all these have not prepared me for my later job as a CEO at this bank.
其实这一切，包括我在银行的工作，都是为了我来服侍神。
And I realized that all these, including my work at the bank, are preparing for me to serve the Lord.
在这些过程的里面，都是叫我透过这些的环境，叫我一方面更多认识自己，也认识主。
On the one hand, through all the process, experience all these things that they allow me to know the Lord.
当你这样来看你所在的生活，你所在的家庭，你所在的工作上面的时候。
On the other hand, allow me to know myself. But when you have a perspective regarding all your family life, your work,
你就能够学好。
You will be able to learn, to master the lesson the Lord wants you to learn. None of this is the final, ultimate purpose of God. It's simply a process.
最终的是神要在你身上有属灵的建造。
Ultimately, God wants to have the spiritual building up in you.
所以在五章二十跟二十一节，就先把从五章二十二节到六章九节下面讲的话做了一个总结。
So actually, verses 20-21 sum up what Paul will say from starting verse 22 of chapter 5 all the way to chapter 6, verse 9.
五章二十一说，凡事不管你做什么事。要奉主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
In verse 20, that in all things, whatever you do, give thanks always for all things of God the Father in the name of our Lord.
家庭，不管你在公司，不管你在社会，你都是在那里说是在主里面，主给的，你要感谢不是。
In your family, at work, and every other aspect of your life, you have to say this, Lord, I thank you. This is all given to me by you.
二十一节就讲出要学的，又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
21 is the lesson for us, submitting to one another in the fear of God.
敬畏基督的心是从生活的表现，生活上表现出来。
Your heart of revering the Lord is actually made manifest through your daily living activities.
表现出来的结果是什么呢？
And what,
就是顺服的态度。
What is the result of this? Then you will have a submissive attitude.
当我们看到这个原则的时候，
When we see this principle,
我们就知道怎么样来做妻子，怎么做丈夫，怎么样做儿女，怎么做仆人。
Then we will know how to behave as a father, as a child, and as a wife, as a husband, or as an employer, or as employee accordingly.
你有没有注意，当讲这三种关系的时候
？Have you noticed that when Paul speaks of the three relationships here?
先讲的是妻子。
First, he mentions wives.
先讲的是儿女。
First, he mentions children.
先讲的是仆人。
First, he mentions servants.
你看，主知道我们最需要学的是什么。
You see, the Lord does know what is that we need to learn most.
妻子要顺服丈夫。
Wives, submit to your own husband.
这里说父母要。要 做儿女的在主里要听从父母。
Children, listen, obey your parents in the Lord.
做仆人的要战惊恐惧，用诚实心听从你们肉身的主人，好像听从基督一般。
Servants, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling in sincerity of heart as to Christ.
因为主知道今天我们需要的是什么。
Because our Lord does know what is that we need.
今天你看，尤其是在现在的 modern 的 education 里面，他们的原则是根据人性本善的教育方法来启发我们。
In today's modern education, it's based upon the very thinking that human nature is good. So what they need is to reveal to enlighten us.
就是启发我们，啊，就是我们哦，就是尽量来发挥啊，鼓励啊，发挥啊，鼓励啊，所以大家都很有创意啊。
To enlighten us, to encourage us to do whatever we want to do, to be creative.
所以没有 discipline, 没有管教。
Therefore, there is no chastening nor discipline.
所以我们就发现，这是对神的儿女。属灵生命成长的一个极大的伤害。
So here we see a visible damage to the very growth of God's children's spiritual life.
所以为什么那些坏东西都是从 California 来，从加州来的
？And this is why all the bad things come from California.
因为我们太自由啊。
Because we're so free, so liberal.
哦，你知道吗？就算我就发现为什么这么多人喜欢去 Stanford。
And I realized why so many people love to go to Stanford.
你知道，如果你要去 Yale, 去 Princeton 啊，这些学校还是有一点古老的，叫说 you have to suffer to learn.
Because
受点苦才能够学到。
They know that if you go to Yale or Princeton, these are relatively old schools, so you have to suffer to learn.
现在也是变了很多。
But of course, they're changing every day now.
你去看看那个哈佛的 dormitory, 你就知道你在 suffer.
And if you do get a chance to go to the dorms of Harvard, you know you will be suffering there too.
但是你要到个 California, so you have to enjoy.Then you can learn.
But when you come to California, you just have to enjoy.
所以你们都 所以这个做父母的最好不要叫孩子去加州，去了都不回来的。
So parents, it's better not for you to have your children, send your children to California. Once they go, they don't return.
我们北加州比较保守，比南加州保守，我们都不敢叫孩子去南加州，因为去了那边呢都不回来了，因为他们一天连长裤都不用穿，天天穿短裤，穿拖鞋就可以了。
I live in Northern California, and we're more conservative than Southern California. Once they go to the Southern California, you see, they don't even wear long pants, always shorts with sandals on.
你就看到今天在地上的风气与教育叫我们没有 discipline, 没有顺服。
So you see that today's education and today's custom of the world simply lack this discipline.
在属灵的功课上面，这个是一个 no， 是一个不适合，是一个非常的影响我们对于属灵事情的认识、追求与成长的。
So in terms of spiritual matters, this is a big no-no. It so greatly affects our understanding, our pursuit, our growth of our spiritual life.
所以我就稍微提一下，你看到，所以为什么在这里，不是说丈夫不要学，不是说。父母不要学功课，不是说做主人的不要学功课，但是主先把妻子、儿女、仆人要顺服的这个事情放在我们的跟前。
Now I just mentioned this point briefly, not to say that husbands or parents or masters do not have lessons to learn, but the Lord has first points out wives, children, and also employees that have to first learn these lessons.
透过神所安排的，叫我们先学好服权柄、顺服的功课。
We have to learn to obey the authority of the Lord through the arrangement of God.
我们才能够成为神手中的器皿，因为神要我们去彰显他的荣耀与权柄。
Then we can become the vessels of God's hand because He wants us to manifest His glory and His authority.
当神充满，那充满万有者所充满，在我们里面的时候，我们彰显的是什么？是神的荣耀与权柄。
When the fullness of Him who fills and all in all has filled us, what is that we actually make manifest? That is His glory, His fullness.
当神能够居住在我们当中，我们成为神借着圣灵所居住的所在的时候，第二章最后一节，那个时候我们也是盛装神荣耀丰富的器皿。
When God is able to fill us and dwelling among us and make us the dwelling place of God, what have we become? We have become the very vessels to contain His glory.
三章最末了说，但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。神怎么得着荣耀？就是他自己能够在我们这教会的身上彰显出来。
The last verse of chapter 3, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. How can this be done? Only when He fills us and His glory is seen in us.
没有一个人学，没有一个学，还没有学会服权柄的人，怎么能够彰显神的权柄呢？
He who hasn't learned to be submissive to the Lord's authority will never be able to reveal God's authority.
我们与他在国度里面一同掌权，一同做王。一个没有学服顺服的功课的人，叫你去掌权，那不是天下大乱了吗？
The Lord wants us to reign together with Him as King.In the kingdom to come, if a person who hasn't learned to be submissive to his authority, what's going to be the result be? It's going to be a whole mess in the whole world. But after we have mastered the lesson of obedience,
透过生活,
and this is done through our living,
因为这个是最实际的,
because this is the most practical.
我们看到首先看到你的工作、你的家庭、你的生活都是
在神的安排、神的掌管底下。
First, you see that all your work, family life, and your living is all under the control of God.
而且这一切不是为了生活而生活。
And all this is not simply for you to be able to live.
不是为了工作而工作。
Not simply for you to be able to work.
而是透过家庭、透过生活、透过工作，叫你能够学好怎么样活在神的权柄底下。
Now through all your work, family, and life, that you'll be able to master the lesson as to how to live under the authority of God.
透过做丈夫、做父母、做主人，我们也学好怎么样服神的权柄，而成为神权柄的出口。
And also through being husbands and employers and also parents, then we'll be able to learn how to be submissive to the very authority of God.
当我们这样看见来活的时候，
And also you'll be able to reveal God's authority now if you are able to live in such a manner.
当我们真是有这样的学习与看见的时候，
When we truly have this kind of learning, have this kind of insight,
我们就可以进入第六章。
Now we will enter into chapter 6.
第六章第十节开始，这最末了的一段话。
Starting from verse 10, the very last passage.
神先启示了他荣耀的计划。
First, God has revealed his glorious plan.
再告诉我们，
Then he tells us,
我们就是神如何的在我们身上建造的这些的程序。
He tells us all the process in us, he is building up the church.
当他得到一个顺服服权柄的人作为被建造的材料的时候，
When God has gained a person who is submissive, obey his authority to be able to come the very material to build up the church, his purpose
可以在我们身上成就。
Can be done in us.
但是这里又告诉我们，
But here,
当人顺服的时候，
it tells us that when we are submissive,
撒旦就插手进来，阻挡人的顺服神。
Satan intrudes in order to stop man's obedience.
所以这里就最后就讲到属灵的征战。
So here we see the spiritual warfare.
昨天晚上儿女弟兄提到兰培德弟兄。
Last night, our brother Ernie mentioned brother Lambert.
Lambert. 我们实在感谢主，叫我们这一世代的人啊，还能够看到这些神所用的仆人。
We really thank the Lord that even in our age, we are still able to witness all those servants of the Lord being used by God.
就算你们没有机会听他。你们要如果上网，你可以听到他们讲很多很宝贵的话。
Even though you haven't got a chance to listen to them personally, but if you get online, you will be able to listen to all these precious words.
我每一次讲到属灵的征战的时候，我就想到蓝弟兄那个面孔。
Every time when I speak of spiritual warfare, I always envision the face of Lambert.
他讲到诗篇第二篇一到十节。那里就好像有一个预言的橱窗一样。
There he says in Psalm 2, 1 through 10, it serves as the window of prophecy.
Psalm 2, 1 through 10. 然后这里
Psalm 2 to 10.
就讲到几千年来的征战，就是关于那里讲的一个题目，谁是王。
The warfare throughout thousands of years only concerns about who is the king.
神已经立主耶稣为主为基督了。
God has said our Lord, Jesus as the Lord and Christ.
主已经说我已经立我的君王在锡安的圣山上了。
The Lord says that I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion.
但是昨天我们的弟兄也提到以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节那里面撒旦为什么成为撒旦呢？因为他说我要我要我要。
As our brother also mentioned last night that in Isaiah chapter 14 verse 12 to 14 why Satan has become Satan? It is because he keeps saying I.
I will,
five times.
那个暴君,
and our brother mentioned the very tyrant.
他就讲到这个暴君在你的里面啊，今天。And
our brother said that this tyrant now dwells in you.
因为我们这个我呀，我要。
Because I will, I won't.
这个源头啊，你不要搞错，不是从你那里来的。
Don't be mistaken about the very origin of all this. It's not from you.
所以有的时候你给失败觉得很 frustrated, 就是很不知道怎么办。
其实你没有搞清楚属灵的征战是从哪里开始的。 Sometimes you encounter failures and you're frustrated, but you haven't made it clear in your mind yet where the warfare comes from.
以赛亚书十四章十二到十四节说：“明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何经从天坠落？”Isaiah 14:12,
how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning.
你这功败列国的，何经被砍到地上？
How you are cut down to the ground.
你的心曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座，在神众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至圣者同等。
You who weaken the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the far sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like Most High.
你知道你是多可怕吗?
Do you know how dreadful you are?
今天我们很强烈地说, I don't like it. I get hurt. Or the feeling get hurt. 我们觉得哎呀，这个就是不得了啊！天下末日，我的父母说什么也不能伤我的feeling啊！
I get hurt, and we think this is something extraordinary, out of the everything above everything else, and our parents should never say things to hurt our feelings.
你知道今天的教育，今天社会上的价值，哎呀，我们觉得人权。
Today, in today's education, in our value, we emphasize human rights. Of course, they are legit.
但是你把你的自己所要的、自己所想的、自己所感觉的 anyway 升到一个地方。
But you have elevated what you think, what you want, what you consider.
升到神的跟前。
To such a place right before God.
你讲人权, 我们应该在人与人当中应该尊重,应该平等, 这是对的。
It is right. When you talk about human rights, we should respect each other among men because we are equal.
但是当我们讲到属灵的事情,
But when we speak of spiritual matters,
我们是讲到神权。
We speak of God's sovereignty.
他是王。
He is the king.
你是谁?
Who are you?
你这个我要,我要,我要,是从哪里来的吗?
And you're saying, I want. Do you know where it comes from?
是从堕落的天使,Lucifer,魔鬼,撒旦,哪里来的?
It is from Lucifer, the fallen angel, the Satan, the devil.
为什么我们说,今天我们要跟随主,让子使用,一定要舍己?
Why is it we say that today for us to follow the Lord, we have to deny ourselves to take up our cross? Because your will never have become the master of you. Because right behind yourself is the Satan and the devil. That's the Adam's life.
是从接受了魔鬼撒旦的话而来的
Adam sinned because he had first received Satan's word
所以你的爱你的这个己
Your love yourself
这个爱到一个地步超越了你应该所爱的
That you love so much to such an extent you, that has exceeded what that is to be loved by you
成为你生命成长的大拦阻
And that has become the great hindrance for you to grow in spiritual life
成为教会建造的大破口
It has become the, such a great gap for the building up of the church
如果你不认识属灵的征战
Now if you do not understand the spiritual warfare
如果你不认识撒旦魔鬼的作为
If you do not understand the acts of Satan and the devil
我们知道了一切我们好像做了很多东西
Even though we have known so much We have done so much
我们站立不住
We
没有站在基督这一边我们还是完全的失败
We cannot stand If we do not stand on the side of Jesus Christ We fail
因为撒旦魔鬼是非常清楚知道怎么样来解来对付你
Because Satan and the devil know so well how to deal with you
他给我们每个人这里说这里告诉我们说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计
Here the verse says, put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
你知道他有他的 scheme, 他有他的诡计。
You know, the devil has schemes.
他这个诡计呢是特别tailor-made, 这个量身定造给你的。
And his schemes are tailor-made, customized for you.
是非常 high tech 的
and it is very high tech
是完全知道你的软弱你的爱好
he knows clearly and wholly what your weaknesses what your likings are
我在这里好像看年轻人呢对你们年长的一样的每人都有一套的
and he has a specific setof dealing with each one of you, young and old.
每个时代它都有每个时代的 version.
And every set,
经常 update 它的。
And he often update his schemes, as the generations go.
在过去在中国可能用苦难对付。
In the past in China, he might have dealt with us with tribulation.
我们到了年纪可能用物质用各样的享受用世界来对付我们。
And toward us, he probably deals with us with all the enjoyment of the world and all the materials.
Oh, 你喜欢什么白马王子、白雪公主？他又搞一个出来，在你面前晃晃，来对付你。
Okay, you love your Prince Charming, then he would somehow arrange a person to appear before you.
Oh, 你们这些年纪大的退休啊，我应该 relax 一下了，我就不要这么署名了。我可以为自己享受享受，又搞一套东西来对付你。
And as to those older people who are retiring, thinking, I don't have to work anymore. I just want to relax, enjoy myself. And then, Satan surely would come up with another set of schemes to deal with you.
当你找出很多的，他找出很多的原因，叫你去满足你自己的时候。
When Satan comes up with so many reasons for you to be satisfied with yourself,
当他找出一些东西叫你去麻醉你自己
when he devises certain things to numb you,
当你放下你所有的军装，你对他不设防的时候
when you let off your guard and put down all your armor of God,
所以保罗当讲到以弗所书这最高的启示最末了的时候
So in Ephesians, when Paul comes to the climax of his revelation,
他说我还有那末了的话。
He says, finally, I have the unfinished word.
他怕我们功亏一篑。
He's afraid that we would quit at the very brim of success.
他怕我们 miss the point.
And he's afraid that we might miss the point.
看，你不要以为你知道一切，或者你是年轻，或者你是年长，你就可以豁免这场属灵的征战。
He does not want us to think that you think you have known all of this, young and old, you would be waived, exempt from all this warfare.
每一个重生得救的人都是撒旦要摧毁的对象。
Everyone who is born again by the grace of God is the one that Satan wants to destroy.
在我们的额头上有耶稣基督的印印。
Because on our forehead we have the seal of Jesus Christ.
我告诉你一个坏消息。
Let me tell you bad news.
你信了主啊，你就没有回头路。
Since you have believed in the Lord, you have no way to turn back.
你不要以为啊，我不要太追求，撒旦就可以放我一马。
Don't you think that if I'm not that zealous to pursue the Lord, and Satan probably wouldn't let me go?
当你离开主的时候，哦，这个好吃，寻找可吞吃的，一口就把你吃掉，哦，一洗啊，很好吃啊。
And once you depart from the Lord, Satan would see you, oh, this one has been wandering around. What a delicious food. With one bite, he devours you.
你一信主, you better go with the Lord all the way. 你最好, 你只有永远完全地跟从他。
Once you believe the Lord, go along with him all the way to the end.
一个离开主的基督徒。
He who has wandered from the Lord.
看到很多他的失败比不信主的人更厉害。
You will see so many of his failures worse than the non-believers.
撒旦完全的败坏你。
Because Satan wants to destroy you completely.
如果你站在主里面。
However, if you stand in the Lord.
我告诉你，撒旦只能吓唬你一下。
Let me tell you, Satan can only try to scare you.
他不能碰你。
He can never touch you.
因为你在基督里。
Because you are in Christ.
他只能在玻璃外面，豁牙舞爪，好像咆哮的狮子，要把你吞吃啊！但是他不能碰你。
Then he would be like the lion outside the glass, and with his seething teeth and fierce face, trying to scare you, but he cannot touch you.
你看到在狮子洞里面的。大营里跟他的朋友吗
？Do you see the friends of Daniel in the den? In the den.
你有没有看到
of lions?
中国多少弟兄姊妹受多少外面人看完是不能够忍受的这些的逼迫与痛苦
？Have you seen all the Chinese saints in that they have gone through all the sufferings and horrible things that people don't think they could ever?Possibly endure.
但他们受苦的时候，他们心情是怎么样？他们灵里面是怎么样？因为主的同在，主的得胜在他们身上，他们真是笑的、淡然的对着这些的逼迫。
And do you know what their mind, their attitude, and their spirit in the midst of all this sufferings?They actually go through all of this with a smile, with aplomb, very calmly. Because Satan simply cannot touch anyone who stands in Christ. He can only scare you, trying to entice you. Hopefully, we would leave.From where we should stand.
你要拿起我所赐的全副军装。
So the Lord says, take up the whole armor of God which I have given to you.
就能够抵挡仇敌一切的诡计。
You'll be able to withstand all the wiles of the devil.
我们不是与属血气的征战。
But we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
乃是与那执政掌权管辖着一万世界一切天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
But we wrestle against the principalities, against the powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So, take up.
拿起神所赐的全副军装。
Take up the whole armor of God which God has bestowed on you.
征战是属灵的。
Warfare is always spiritual.
军装也一定是属灵的。
Therefore, this armor has to be spiritual also.
而且说在磨难的日子，我们能够 抵挡一切，还能够站立得住。
So in the evil day that we're able to withstand and having done all to stand.
这个抵挡英文叫做 stand 或者 stand in your ground， 是站在你该站的地位上，就是抵挡。
Withstand simply means stand in the ground, standing the where you're supposed to stand.
成就一切，你还能够站立得住。
After you have done all, you're still able to stand.
所以说要站稳了。
Therefore, stand firm.
站在主这一边。
Stand on the side of the Lord.
站在基督的里面。
Stand in Christ.
这一切全副的军装。
This whole armor of God.
我再讲是属灵的。
Let me say it again. It's spiritual.
如果你真是看每一样的话。
If you take a look at each item here.
这里面都是主的自己。
Everyone speaks of the Lord Himself.
当你能够站稳的时候。
When you are able to stand firm.
用真理当作带子束腰。
Gird your waist with truth.
带子腰是力量，这条力量。
Your loins speaks of your strength.
征战的力量。
The very strength of your warfare.
不是人的智慧，不是人的经验，不是你属灵的资历。
It's not your wisdom, not your spiritual experiences.
也不是你的一些属灵的知识与见识。
Not your spiritual knowledge, spiritual insight.
出腰乃是你真理。
To gird your waist with truth.
完全是基督自己，是我们力量的来源。
Entirely, our very strength, source of strength is Christ Himself.
我们对于真理、神的话，要有主观的认识。
This truth, the word of God, to it we have to have this subjective understanding.
什么是真理？
So what is truth?
主说我就是真理。
The Lord says, I am the truth.
今天我们不是讲一些的道理给我们有力量。
It's not through doctrines that will enable you to give you strength.
知识叫我们得到帮助。
It's not through knowledge that will give you some help.
我们是讲的是主耶稣自己。
We're talking about the Lord Himself.
当你真正的是讲到整卷圣经神的话的时候，
When you really refer to the whole Bible, God's word,
你就发现只有耶稣基督是真理，真理还有意思就是真实的。
And you will understand that only Jesus Christ is truth. There's not a meaning to this truth. That means it's a truthfulness.
不是这家那家对这个真理的解说能够帮助我们。
It's not the explanation of the truth from different schools of learning.
真理的本身。
But the truth itself.
以公义当作护心镜遮胸。
And also put down the breastplate, breastplate of righteousness.
以基督公义的性情保守你的心思。
Guard your mind and heart with the thoughts of the Lord's righteousness.
防备一切的恶念跟控告。
And you should guard against all the accusation of your evil thoughts.
我们有的乃是因信基督的义。
What we have is the righteousness from faith in the Lord.
因信神而来的义。
The very righteousness that comes from believing God.
神使他使基督成为我们的智慧公义。圣洁救赎。
God has made Jesus Christ our wisdom, our righteousness, holiness, and sanctification and redemption.
公义当作护心镜装胸，就是基督是你的义，基督公义的性情在里面成为你的军装。
So having put down the breastplate of righteousness simply is Jesus Christ being your righteousness, and that has become part of your armor of God.
保护你的心思意念。
That will guard again, your mind and thoughts.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
或者我们讲到用福音的平安来帮助 我们走每一步路。
That to say that, with this piece of the gospel, it will help us to walk every step of the way.
基督的平安在我们里面做主。
Now let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts.
我们就能够阻挡魔鬼一切的诡计。
In this way, we'll be able to withstand all the wiles of the devil.
此外，又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
信心的盾牌。
The shield of faith.
把你指到这位信实的神那里去。
Is to point you to the faithful God.
当你藏在主耶稣的里面。
When you hide yourself in the Lord Jesus,
我们的信是把我们引到信实的神的跟前。
Our faith will lead us to the faithful God.
只有用信心才能够灭绝仇敌一切的火箭。
And only through this faith can we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one.
你头上戴着救恩的头盔。
And also you wear the helmet of salvation on your head.
救恩的确据叫我们活在荣耀的盼望底下。
The assurance of the salvation enables us to live in this hope of glory. Now with this sword, which is the word of God, and praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. This warfare is to enable us to gain land.
就好像神用着约书亚一样。
Just as how God used Joshua.
进入迦南。
To enter into the land of Canaan. And he had gone through all the warfares.
全部的军装其实都是主的自己。
So,to sum up the whole armor of God, it is simply the Lord Himself.
透过征战,
through warfare,
叫我们更具体的享用基督。
Then we could concretely enjoy Christ.
让基督的生命更具体的在我们的生命里面。
So the life of Christ can live in us more concretely.
享用基督的自己。
And then we can enjoy Christ Himself.
我们里面每一次的服事都是征战。
To us, every service is warfare.
我是怕讲道的人。
I'm the one who's afraid to give a speech.
但是有的时候呢，我觉得我经常叫安排自己少讲一点。
And a lot of times I try to make an arrangement so I would speak less.
但是我后来又觉得很吃亏。
And later on, I feel doing this, I was shortchanged.
因为当你服事的时候,
because when you actually serve,
当你预备的时候,
when you're preparing yourself,
你更多的进入神的话,
you would enter more into the word of God.
你更多的享用主的话,
and you will enjoy his word more.
当你释放主的话的时候,
when you actually release the word of God,
你更具体的知道原来神的话是那么有能力的。
And even more concretely, you will realize how powerful His word is.
征战的过程里面，叫我们真正的穿戴全副军装。
So in the process of warfare, let us truly put on the armor of God.
不是只是头脑的一些的知道。
Not just the knowledge in our head.
叫我们真正的经历到神在基督里给我们天上各样的属灵的福气是那么实际的。
Let us experience how real the a blessing that in heavenly places God has given to us all.
你就在那里经历了基督真实一切又在一切之内。
Right there, you experience that Christ is all and in all.
基督的所事跟所做能够成为我们每个人一手的经历。
The person and work of Christ has now become our first-hand experience.
所以当我们这样来有看见的时候，
So with this kind of insight that we have,
被建造的时候，
When we're willing to be built up,
当神永远的旨意在我们的眼前支配我们的生活我们的服事的时候，
When the purpose of eternal purpose of God is able to administer control our living our service before us,
当你知道你在属灵的征战里面，你只能够完完全全的支取基督使用神给我们的话语的时候，
When in this whole process of warfare, you know you can only totally rely on Him to draw on His strength, to draw on His word.
征战的里面，我们一直用着祷告，不住的祷告，连于元首基督的。
And throughout the warfare, unceasingly, we through prayers, we have been linked up with the Christ.
属灵的建造就实际在你身上显出来。
Then the spiritual building up has now been concretely made manifest in you.
愿主更多的得着我们。
May the Lord gain more of us.
愿我们更多的享用基督。
May we enjoy more of Christ.
愿属灵的实际在你我在我们整个聚会里面显为真实与具体。
May the spiritual reality will become more being manifest, concrete and tangible in you, in me, in our assembly.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
但愿你在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀直到世世代代永永远远。
Lord, to you be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout the generations to forever and ever.
愿你永远的旨意在我们这群人的身上显为真实。
May your eternal purpose be made real in all of us.
愿实际属灵的建造在我们的里面，在我们这一群弟兄姊妹的身上你得到。
May you gain the concrete spiritual building up that will appear in us in your children.
愿你自己的灵在我们里面做成你的工。
May your spirit work your own work in the midst of us.
因为你能
For you are able to perform all these.
我们愿意让你在我们身上做成这工。
Lord, we're willing to let you work all these works in us.
祝福你的话。
Bless your word.
祝福你的见证。
Bless your testimony.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.